grace, mercy, and peace be to you from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. If you look at your gospel lesson, it says that I must bring them also, and they will listen to my voice. So there will be one flock and one shepherd. Now I want to read the next two verses of John chapter 10, because it sort of completes the image. For this reason the Father loves me, because I lay down my life that I may take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have authority to lay it down, and I have authority to take it up again. This charge I have received from my Father. Now we are in the Easter season, and we are talking and remembering about the death and resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Now on Good Friday, we dwelt a lot upon the suffering of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The fact that he was beaten, that he was crucified, that the Father turned his back on the Son, that he suffered the agonies of damnation for us. But he did not suffer this because he was unable to defend himself. He did not suffer on the cross, and he did not die because he didn't have the strength to be able to resist. He did all of this because he had the strength and the authority, and only he had the authority to lay down his life. It would not have mattered how big of an army had come to arrest Jesus on that Maundy Thursday evening. If Christ did not want to and allow himself to be arrested, no force on earth could have brought him down. And no matter how strong the devil may seem, and no matter how permanent and devastating the power of death might be, nothing on this earth or in the cosmos above could have kept Jesus from rising from the dead. He has the authority. He had the authority to take his life and to give it up. And it is only upon that authority that he died. The nails did not keep him on the cross. The soldiers guarding him did not keep him on the cross. It was his love for us that kept him on the cross. He loved us because he is our good shepherd. And the good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. Now you notice that it talks about the wolf's coming. And the underling, the hired hands, run away. And you might think of the hired hands as anything in this world that we look to for our hope and our peace and our comfort that is not Jesus Christ. So a lot of times we put our security in our finances, in our retirement fund, in our IRAs. Or we put our security in the fact that we have a good government that is secure and solid and is out for our best interest. Sometimes we look to our security because we have good health, or you know, we're strong and we're able-bodied, or we look to our comfort and say, well, I've got everything that I need, I'm comfortable, I enjoy my life, I've got this, that, and the other thing. All of these false comforts and false hopes will fall away when trial and tribulation comes, when the wolf comes, when the trials and tribulations of this world affect us, when the fear of death comes upon us, when the instability of this world is revealed to us. What truly stands in the way of the wolf, of the devil, the world, our own sinful nature, and death itself? All these wolves, what stands between us and that? It is the Good Shepherd. And he is able to defend us against all of those ills and evils of this world. Now, one thing I find interesting, nowhere in Scripture does it tell us as sheep to fight against the wolf. If you know what a wolf is and you know what a sheep is, you can imagine the outcome if a wolf tries to fight a sheep, or a sheep tries to fight a wolf. Sheep's not going to last very long. But the shepherd puts himself in front of the sheep and defends the sheep. In other words, I noticed this in our first hymn 711. It said, let's see, early let us turn to God. Where is it? Oh yeah, verse chapter 3 of 711. Early let us turn to you. Why is it saying early let us turn to you? To remind us that we don't do that very often. We try and figure it out ourselves. We worry, we fret, we doubt, we despair, we have anxiety. This psalm or this song is reminding us, this hymn is reminding us to go early to the Lord. Because when we worry and when we fret and when we try and solve the problems of this world by our own reason and strength, we're like sheep facing off against the wolf. It's a one-sided battle. And yet, if we go early to the Lord and early seek His favor, early let us do His will, if we seek the favor of God, God is working for us and in us. If we seek Him to defend us against the evils of this world, then it's like a good shepherd guarding his sheep against the wolf. And this good shepherd has defeated the wolf already. He has faced the devil, the world, death, and our sinful nature. And he has defeated it all. And he then seeks us out. Even when not only do we try to face off against the wolf by ourselves, even when we decide we need to wander off and find our own path and seek after the comforts and cares of this world and seek after the things that don't actually satisfy. But the world says, this is what you need to have. Or when we wander from the path in whatever way we do, he comes and he seeks us out. You know, we have this Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. And that is, I'm not sure there is a funeral yet that I have presided over that I have not read that psalm. Why? Because the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Even though I pass through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Why does his rod and staff comfort us? Two things. The rod and the staff are used to guide us to safety, to keep us from the dangers. And so he puts his protection there and guide us. And the rod and the staff also are his weapons to defend us against the cares of this world, against the wolves and the bears and everything else that might attack. You might compare the rod to the sword of the Spirit, the Word of God. Because it is his Word that comforts. It is his Word that heals. It is his Word that gathers all people to himself. It is his Word, as he spoke into Ezekiel, that brings us to lie down in good grazing land upon the hills and the valleys, that we who are lost, he will bring back. We who have strayed, he will bring back. We who are injured, he will heal. We who are weak, he will strengthen. He is our good shepherd. He does protect us. He has already defeated all the wolves of this world. And therefore, we need not be afraid. So let us go early to him. Let us early seek his will. Let us early trust him in all circumstances. For we have all strayed like sheep, but have now returned to the shepherd and overseer of our souls. The shepherd and overseer. Christ has the authority all authority on heaven and on earth, which was given to him by the Father. And that authority he has used not to lord it over us and to demand that we toe the line, but he has used his authority, he has used his power to protect us, to forgive us, to love us, and to give us his kingdom. Hold fast to the shepherd, because he already holds fast to you. May his grace and mercy and peace be and abide with you always, now and forevermore, unto life everlasting. Amen.